This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, and you're invited here. We're going to give you our toll-free numbers and the Skype username. You can bring up anything that you want. We got all kinds of interesting stuff coming up here, including book burning. Apparently, it never really went away. We'll tell you about where it's happening.
Of course not. Yeah. I've seen Mark Edge burn books.
It's Ian here.
And Daryl.
Our website, freetalklive.com. That's where a couple of the stories that we might get to tonight have come from, submitted by listeners like you. And maybe you're a new listener to the show. Maybe you're listening in Dallas, Texas to 1190 KFXR. If so, welcome aboard. Tonight is, I think, our fourth or so night being on the air in Dallas. Super excited to be on 7 nights a week there. So,
oh, nice.
Yeah, we're in delay broadcast. So if you are listening to us in Dallas, you're hearing us a few hours after our show actually ends. We're on from 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time live. So if you hear something you want to talk about on the air and you're not listening live, whether you're a podcast listener or you're listening on a radio station in delay broadcast, don't hesitate to just call us during any of our live shows. 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. There is another 603 number, but we'll tell you that some other time. 855-450-FREE. And we also have Skype. It's Skype username lrn.fm. So also coming up, Ross Ulbricht, the creator of the Silk Road, has filed his appeal. Long awaited. I didn't realize it hadn't been filed yet. So apparently it has been, and maybe we'll tell you about that because Reason did a pretty good detailed analysis of it. But Daryl, you wanted to start out with another story. It's been a while since we talked about libraries kind of going against the grain.
Yes.
Like, when you look at government agencies, usually they are not interested in protecting your freedom,
right,
or protecting your privacy. We talked earlier in 2015 about the Tor project. There was
there was the library in West Lebanon, New Hampshire.
Right.
About hour and a half, 2 hours away from here, where they wound up running a Tor node.
Tor being the Onion Router, which is an anonymous browsing system for the internet. And that was a pretty big kind of controversial thing that library did that essentially was protecting people's privacy. And now you've got another example of this.
Yeah, so the story here, surprisingly, you've got to go overseas to find out good news out of the United States. The story comes from The Guardian, and they report last week with little fanfare, the Graduate Center at the City University of New York did something very few private companies would ever do to protect its users' privacy. It quietly began to purge its interlibrary loan records. Beth Posner, head of the library resource sharing at the school, says, "This policy change is motivated by the idea that libraries should not keep more information about their users' requests than necessary. We will continue to keep all requests from 2013 forward until further notice. Eventually, we will only keep a rolling history of 1 year or less,
okay,
though in order to help ensure that ill requests remain confidential," or maybe that's ILL.
Interlibrary loan.
Yes.
Now, isn't interlibrary loan where you can request a book from a different library, some courier brings it to the library of your preference, and then you sort of get it loaned out
right
from there?
Right. So, in this case, the City University of New York Library, they would wind up, you know, "Oh, we don't have that book, but this library in Queens has the book."
Mm-hmm.
So the library would borrow the book from another library on your behalf.
Right.
And then you would get the book, and then after X number of days, you would return it to your library, and then they would return it to the host library.
So they're purging the records, presumably, of the people who request interlibrary loans after X amount
as well as what was requested.
Right. After a year or so.
Right now, they have stuff for about 3 years, mm-hmm, but the plan is to have a rolling history of
one
no
year.
More than 1 year.
Okay.
She says, previously you could find a list of everything you've ever requested through the interlibrary loan. Perhaps that sounds like harmless information, this from The Guardian, but Polly Thistlewaite, chief librarian at the Graduate Center, said that guilt by association with controversial books has a long history and that libraries have a duty to protect readers of heretical text. Thistlewaite said, most librarians
That's interesting.
Would say that you are not what you read, you are not the material that you look at, but others disagree. She says, there's really bad police work. I was approached years ago at a different library about users who checked out certain astrological books. Thistlewaite said the NYPD told her they were looking for the Zodiac Killer. So give us information on everybody that's checked out books on astrology. And that is, in my opinion, that's incredibly scary when police can just do this blanket search of give us information about everybody that's ever read a book about fill in the blank.
But wait, Daryl, don't you want to find the Zodiac Killer?
You're not going to find the Zodiac Killer by going after people that read astrology books.
I know. It's ridiculous.
You're not going to find the Zodiac
Killer.
You're
just going to find a bunch of kooks.
You're not going to find the Zodiac Killer by, you know, having Netflix tell you everybody that's ever watched Dexter.
Try looking at the actual evidence of the case. You know.
Yeah.
Wow, talking about a shot in the dark.
You're not going to find serial killers by looking at who watches CSI the most.
Yeah.
But that's basically what the police are doing here.
Yeah.
Give us information about everybody that's ever read a book about fill in the blank. So Thistlewaite continues. She says, most police investigations are a little smarter than that, but sometimes they're just not. The article continues, recently it's become more common to try to force librarians to turn over user information and compel their silence simultaneously.
Well, I remember years ago the federal government was trying to crack down on libraries and having them turn over info, and many of them were being very stubborn. They weren't interested in helping them out.
Right, because libraries historically, even the government-run libraries, historically have been that center for free speech and the center for sharing the knowledge that is a little too controversial for some.
Yeah, that's true.
So most people that are librarians, they take that to heart.
Right.
Of they have a duty to help people get the information that somebody doesn't want them to have.
Yeah, and I didn't realize it was interesting to hear her say that it's also her duty to protect the privacy of someone who's reading questionable material.
Heretical text is the actual wording that she uses.
And we'll actually talk about a related story out of Russia where there's book burning going on. So, I mean, that's imagine if this were Russia. What would happen to someone who checked out a heretical text?
Yeah.
I mean, there's some places where it's a lot worse than here, but this is just a difference in degrees. The U.S. is bad in a lot of ways. Just Russia in the area of books might be a little bit worse.
The article continues by stating that multiple librarians have pushed back against national security letters that would do just that. Give us information and keep your mouth shut at the same time.
That's what it was. That wasn't what was coming to mind, but that's the story from about a decade ago, I think it was, when the librarians were getting into the news for refusing these national security letters. That was one of the first news stories that really put the national security letters in the headlines.
Right, and it also brought up the USA Patriot Act to a lot of people of, hey, wait a second, these people that warned about this being a horrible thing, maybe they weren't so wrong after all.
Mm-hmm. Who could be against librarians? They're just so nice.
The article does mention in 2005 when the FBI served a national security letter to Connecticut's Library Connection demanding reading records and hard drives, the librarians resisted with such force that the government capitulated. The American Library Association had their backs, resolving unanimously to condemn the use of national security letters to demand any library record.
I wonder if the if a private library would have the same ability to resist the state. that these government guys would. I mean, they would have to have the gumption to do it, and many private companies don't have that gumption.
Right, and the American Library Association, they represent public and private libraries, so they would have your back.
Good to know. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Librarians standing up for your privacy. Russian authorities burning books. We'll tell you more about that, and you can share your thoughts on the air here. Bring up whatever's on your mind on Free Talk Live at 855-450-FREE.
The vets had them on antibiotics as well as steroids. Nothing worked.
The vet had given them a cortisone.
The vet prescribed an antihistamine.
The vet thought that Molly was just old.
Probably $300 to $400 every 4 months.
At least $5,000 in vet bills.
All total, $2,700 in doggy fees, and all it took was one container of Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients are what the veterinarian says he was lacking.
Within 2 days, his scratching, it seemed to go away.
After 5 weeks, her fur is beautiful. She is totally happy.
Molly's gotten this puppy look. Her coat has sheen.
Oh, yeah.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
My vet was completely blown away.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June, that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Join us here on the radio at 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. Joining you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
And don't forget, you can join us online. Enjoy the features waiting for you over at freetalklive.com. Also, want to let you know about the upcoming Liberty Forum. The Free State Project is about to hit 96% of its goal. As of about an hour ago, Daryl, I checked freestateproject.org. They were two signers away from 96%. So
my guess is they've hit 96%.
And it hasn't updated.
And it's not updated because they're updating once a day.
They're updating by hand once a day. Yeah, it's not an automated process. So odds are good we're there. And so expect that to cross very, very soon, officially on the Free State Project website, which is very exciting. And, of course, the Liberty Forum is happening in just about a month from now. It's February 18th. Through the 21st. That's coming up fast. If you don't yet have your tickets, you should go now to nhlibertyforum.com. This is going to be an epic Liberty Forum. This is the first Liberty Forum that, barring some crazy circumstance, is going to be the first one since the completion of the Free State Project. This Free State Project thing looks like it's going to wrap up here before the end of January if things continue at this clip, meaning that the Free State Project has reached its goal of 20,000 or will reach its goal of 20,000 people signing and pledging to make the move to New Hampshire if they are liberty-loving people, people who understand the ideas of liberty, to get active to help achieve liberty in our lifetime. It's a huge concept, and it's for real. So if you want to meet some of those people, some of those early movers like Daryl and myself and hundreds of others, come on out to the Liberty Forum. Join us February 18th through the 21st. We're broadcasting live every single night at the Manchester, New Hampshire Radisson Hotel. NHLibertyForum.com is the website. Edward Snowden is slated to be one of the keynote speakers, and there's other great speeches and panel discussions you'll get to see. So go to NHLibertyForum.com, learn more about the event, book your hotel, and get your tickets now. NHLibertyForum.com, February 18th through the 21st. We go to Dave. He's in New Hampshire, and then we'll talk more about libraries. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about partly about a bill in New Hampshire, but partly about a problem with liberty bills in New Hampshire. There are two that liberty reps have been pushing. One of them is a
There are way more than two. I just like to point out there are lots of liberty bills.
Two that are on my mind that speak to the current issue, but okay. One is to reform asset forfeiture, and another is to reform the wiretapping law in New Hampshire. Of course, both of them need change. Both of them are bad, but in the case of House Bill 636, the asset reform forfeiture law that they've kind of been trumpeting, I went and looked at the text. You know, I could barely make heads or tails out of any of it.
That's never a good sign.
It's almost like they were just presenting the original, you know, the law the way it is, and yet there's supposedly some change in there that makes it better. But
they probably changed some "and" to an "or" some minor thing like that.
Right.
I would have to relook at the text, but what it would do would eliminate what they call the civil asset forfeiture and only allow for criminal asset forfeiture.
So what would be an example of civil asset forfeiture? Like where they
civil asset forfeiture is what happened to the people that run the fat stuff,
the head shop,
where the federal government came in, took their stuff, and filed a suit, United States government v. Case of Glass Pipes.
Right.
And then the owners had
the
to say
that they took,
that's our stuff. There was nothing illegal going on with that. Please return our stuff. And then they said, oh, so it's you. And then there was a criminal charge later.
Later.
But
many months later.
Civil asset forfeiture does not require a criminal charge or a conviction.
Okay.
Criminal asset forfeiture requires both a charge and a conviction.
Gotcha. So what you're talking about is they would be cutting out, if this law passes, if this bill becomes law, that they would cut out civil asset forfeiture and keep, for the moment at least, criminal asset forfeiture.
Right.
Yeah. So there you go, Dave. That's some info from Daryl, who actually takes the time to read some of this legislation.
And I was actually at the hearing on that last year. That was one of the bills that wound up being what they call retained.
So it's come back around.
So it's come back around in the second year of the session.
So, Dave, does that help? Makes heads or tails of it? Go ahead.
Yeah, I've heard that the police are against it, and that's another indicator that there must be something good about it. It feels so questionable, you know, to kind of support or try and support a bill that you don't understand. And I sure didn't understand it from looking at it, at the actual text.
Well, that's why we have people like Daryl here who actually seem to enjoy reading this legislation.
I do.
And there are people like you. Brad Jardis used to be one of those guys.
I've actually taken a break from reading legislation to go back and read city council minutes to compile a roll call of how the various city councilors have voted here in Keene.
Now, the thing is, we actually need more people like Daryl here in New Hampshire, because there are hundreds of bills that are put forth every single year. What is it, 700 plus this year?
This year, I believe there's 815 pieces of legislation. So far, I've reviewed about 130 of them.
So are you number one, or is there somebody who's doing more
than you? I don't
know.
Don't
they have a chart or something?
They don't have a public chart.
Okay.
But at the end of the year, or rather at the end of the legislative year, at the NHLA dinner that they have over the summer, they will recognize the people that were the top three bill reviewers.
You know, Dave, in addition to it just being hard to read some of this legislation, there's also some of it that is mixed. So there are some things that, like, I'll give you an example. There's this Uber bill, as it's being called. It's not actually an Uber bill. It's a transportation network company regulation bill.
Right. Well, it would create something similar to what they did in Colorado about a year ago. It would create something called a TNC. That would be less regulated than a taxi, but would still have some kind of regulation.
It basically creates a $5,000 fee for the company that wants to become one of these TNCs, recognized, you know, regulated by the state, or the state, and then there are certain background check requirements, and there's some insurance requirements as well. So on one hand, this bill is good because it standardizes the regulations across the entire state of New Hampshire.
Right.
So there are 300 towns or something like that in New Hampshire, and each one of those towns could make different regulations in theory.
Yes.
Without this. So that could make it, in theory, easier for a company like Uber to come in and comply with just one set of regulations rather than 300.
Correct.
Instead of, you know, jumping through all these ridiculous hoops all over the place. They only jump through some hoops at the state level. So from that aspect, I understand why that's a better thing there, but it's still not a good thing because it creates regulations for transportation network companies.
Right.
And you go
also,
ahead, Dave.
You have to bear in mind that if a bill looks 50% bad and 50% good, the government's only going to enforce the 50% bad part generally. The 50% good part, it will just ignore and do what it wants. So a bill almost has to be 98-99% good before it's really majority good.
I couldn't take a position on it when I was testifying. I had to just be neutral on it. I couldn't really say for sure this would be something that should pass because I don't support creating regulations. So I told the committee that was hearing it the best thing that they could do would be to completely abolish any kind of regulations on all taxis and, you know, Ubers, and then also prohibit the towns and the cities from putting their own regulations into place. Dave, if you had more to say, you're welcome to. You can share your thoughts. These are some of the challenges of working within the system. It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you all about the newest and best way to sell your products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, a brand new site to sell your stuff online. Your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the other guys. Buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge you item fees. Go to the website now and sign up so that you can soon load all your stuff up to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to user-friendly buysellmakeoffer.com, where the first 30 days are on us.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet sleeves or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Join us here. The toll free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And in studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Daryl.
We've been talking about libraries, protecting your rights, protecting your privacy specifically. And if we get a chance, we will definitely come back to that. Also, we'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind. We've been talking with Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. He's frustrated by having to look at this legislation. Well, I guess you don't have to look at it, but when looking at this legislation, being flummoxed by the way that it reads, and of course you're talking about a specific piece of legislation, but much of it is like this, where it can be really impenetrable to the untrained mind. Someone has to really have sort of a knack and an interest in reading legalese kind of stuff in order to get through this.
Well, and a lot of it has to do with how the bill is written,
mm-hmm.
because sometimes they will write a bill in such a way as to where you can clearly see what things are being struck out
right.
and what things are being added.
Or sometimes they'll refer to other ones, right?
Other times they'll take the text, make a bunch of changes to it, and the way they introduce it is, this section is repealed and replaced with the following.
So you don't know what the former section
is. So you've got to pull up the other section and then manually compare. And that's incredibly arduous and difficult.
So, Dave, that was some of what you were expressing. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, yeah, it's also possible that, I mean, it seems like this particular bill I was talking about, the asset forfeiture reform, it may be that I'm getting what I asked for and not liking it after all. So what I've always been saying is we need to repeal stuff. Don't add text. Don't put, new provisions.
Mm-hmm.
Just just take something out. Maybe you can't take the whole lot out, but take something out of it. And you can, it's harder to go wrong that way. So, for instance, last year when they tried to reform, or last session, I guess, when they tried to reform the wiretapping law, the way they wrote it sort of seemed to you know, stop the police from arresting you under certain circumstances, but it also seemed to make it more clear that you were supposed to do all sorts of things when you were recording someone, or you'd be in violation of the law. So it really probably made things worse, even though...
Yeah, well, the wiretapping law, if I recall correctly, was basically gutted or made worse. I believe that the proposal was okay, but then in committee, they basically amended it to make it a worse law. I don't know if that ever got passed or what the status was with that one, but yeah, wiretapping here in New Hampshire is a particularly bad statute. New Hampshire overall is a very free place in a lot of ways compared to other states, arguably the freest of all the 50 states, but there are some areas which are real dark sides to the New Hampshire laws, and wiretapping is definitely one of them. I have heard that there is going to be something that changes wiretapping again this year.
But, there is.
But I haven't taken a look at it myself yet, although I'd asked a question about it on the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance forum. I have not actually taken the time to read the responses.
What I understand they're trying to do is to make it, you know, illegal for a cop to arrest you for recording him, that sort of thing, and give it a penalty to the cop and stuff. But again, that's
so they're not planning on changing
you.
It. It
does change it from all party to one party.
Okay, so
but
that's a big
the
change.
The title of the bill
is
relative to recording public officials while on duty, and then in the midst of that. So the rep that introduced this did a little bit of what would be called trickeration, if you will, to where make it look like it's only dealing with recording public officials.
Right.
But in the actual text of the bill, it turns it into
one-party state, which would be a huge change if that actually happened. That would be really what we want to see happen. I think most liberty-minded people. Sorry, Dave, go ahead.
Yeah, again, the problem is that they're adding new restrictions on the police, which actually
that's not what I heard there.
Am I mistaken about this?
I believe so. If you would have to give me a minute to pull up the text of the proposal
really
from this year, and we don't really have the time.
I don't think.
But I've read the bill, and it does. You know, in order to change something, you have to add text to the statutes, and there were a couple of things that were added saying police are not allowed to arrest if somebody is recording blah blah blah, and then it makes the change of one party consent.
Yeah, so it sounds like it's going to be a good one, Dave, if it stays as is, if, they don't go in and gut the bill in committee and then make it, somehow a more restrictive bill. So at this point, it's sounding like it's actually pretty good.
Yeah, the changing to one-party consent state would be good. But again, the problem is if you've got some provision in there that's, restricting police from costing the taxpayers money to go after the police and so forth, that sounds good on paper, but it's just an additional regulation, additional things that people can't do.
I understand what you're saying, but in this case, it would be something that the police. In this case, it would be something that the police can't do. So it's not a regulation that creates something that you and I can't do.
It'll say that the police can't do it, but in practice, they can just ignore it.
Well, we know that the police can do whatever it is that they want to do, Dave, but the reality is when you go to court, if the statute says the police cannot do X, meaning like arrest you for recording in public or even in private, if the statute says that, then the judge is going to kick that case out. Whereas if it doesn't say it, then the judge will have to interpret it, differently. So I got to say, I generally agree with you that you should not add text to statutes. But in a case where you have a situation with police making arrests for people recording, which does happen here in New Hampshire, our friend Christopher David was recently arrested for that out on the seacoast for recording audio of a bouncer outside of a club. Where these arrests are actually happening, it doesn't hurt to clarify it in the statutes that, no, you cops, you're not supposed to do that. Because we've had court cases where the judge has said that it is legal in New Hampshire to record the police in public. That was a recent district court, I believe district court decision, maybe superior court, but a lower court decision in New Hampshire, and it was a good one. But you know the cops don't get the notice on that, and they don't necessarily do what the judges say anyway. So it's better to have it in statutes. Would you agree with that, Daryl?
Right, and I'm looking at this the proposal here, and there are things that are added to where it says recording a public servant while on duty in the course of their job is not an offense under this paragraph. And that's repeated in several places. Pretty much every place it talks about, you know, this is an arrestable offense. And one of the charges is changing all parties to at least one party.
Dave, thanks for your call tonight. I do appreciate you bringing that forward. Go ahead.
Struck through. Repeal. Don't add.
You know, I'm with you, Dave. And somebody's got to push for the total repeal of the statute. I mean, that would be great. I don't think that would be a big deal. Although I understand the argument for the wiretapping statute originally would have been to prevent someone from tapping in on someone else's conversation. That's sort of the classic definition of a wiretap, wherein if you and Daryl, if you and Dave are having a conversation that you think is private, but I'm outside at the phone box on your house monitoring what's going on that conversation, I'm not actually a party to it.
Right.
And I'm recording that is by definition the classic version of wiretapping. So it would be hard to get the entire thing repealed. And in between now and then, it makes sense to prohibit the police from doing the wrong thing in interpreting the existing statute. So while I agree with you, Dave, that someone should push for the extreme on this, you're not seeing that yet. It's too early in the political process with Free Staters only holding about 20 seats out of 400 in the state house. It's generally too early to go in and strike through entire sections. There was actually a proposal yesterday, that I went to where the proposal was to get rid of dog licensing. And that would be basically repealing all of the dog licensing statutes, which is exactly what you want to see happen. And sure enough, the supermajority of the people that were in there were testifying against the removal of dog licensing. The only three people who testified in favor of it were two state representatives who are Free State Project participants and myself.
You.
So, unfortunately, you know, right now it's just too early. I'm not saying people shouldn't put that forward, but you're going to have a hard time persuading a lot of these new Liberty reps to put their political capital, as they call it, on the line to ask for the maximum. So I think you should keep pushing for it, Dave, and thanks for the call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, because you need somebody going to the extreme. That way the people who are like, well, we don't need to go all the way, but we should remove this and this and this, that way those people look more moderate in comparison. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's our number.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away 5,000 free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-961-8439. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-961-8439. 1-800-961-8439.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm. We'll come back and talk about book burning here in a little bit. Yeah, it's still happening in the world. We'll tell you where and what the details are. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
We were just talking with Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com, who was kind of bemoaning some of the liberty-friendly legislation that's being put forward in Concord, New Hampshire. Now, for those of you who are new to the show here, we are Free State Project participants on this program pretty much far, by and wide. We're, you and I, Daryl, we moved here, not together, but we didn't know each other prior to moving here, but separately as part of the Free State Project. You, I think, in 2012?
Yes, and it'll be 4 years in April.
Excellent. And I moved back in 2006. The early moving phase of the Free State Project, which is a political migration of libertarian types moving to New Hampshire, is still in process. We're still working to get to our goal of 20,000 people signing the pledge to move here and to work for more liberty. And one of the ways that some are choosing to work towards more liberty is to get involved in the political system. And for the most part, I agree with like the kind of the outside of the system activists outside of New Hampshire that working within the political system other places is a total waste of time. I come from Florida originally, and in Florida, if you want to talk to a state representative, good luck. Because you have to call their office and then talk to some aide, and then the aide will take some sort of message, allegedly, and then allegedly show that message to the state representative, and then maybe there's a 0.001% chance you'll get any kind of actual human contact from the state representative back.
Yeah, that's one thing that's really interesting is that the state reps in New Hampshire don't have aides.
That's true. They have no kind of aides whatsoever. They only have themselves. They have no actual like secretaries or phone answering kid or
the committees
whatever.
Will have someone that, you know, does some kind of research for the committee and will do some stuff. But that person is not the aide for the people on the committee.
Yeah. So when you call a state rep in New Hampshire, you usually end up calling them on their home phone or their cell phone. You can get the phone numbers right off of their website. And so it's a totally different situation.
And by their website, you mean the state website.
Correct. So it's a totally different situation here where you can actually speak to these people, and there are 400 of them, so they don't hold that much power, each individual one of them. So it's not like they have a bunch of power they can wield around and act real special. Like, some of them try their best, but
certainly.
But for the most part, I find many of them to be down-to-earth people who are at least willing to talk with you.
Yes.
And I
don't know about you, but I've actually had, like, genuine conversations with state reps, not necessarily about any particular legislation, but, you know, like, you know,
just about human stuff.
Human stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. And because you know that I've lost a lot of weight over the last almost 11 months.
Yes. So since the last time you were in the state house, you've completely changed your appearance.
Right. So several of the state reps that I saw
Tuesday, like, what,
they're like, are you okay? Yeah, because generally when somebody loses a lot of weight in a short amount of time, you know, like, it could be cancer, but no.
No, you're feeling good.
I'm fine. I was like, never felt better.
Are you, just as an aside, are you colder now?
Yes.
Okay. So it's not just me then?
Yes. I was starting to wonder if I had some sort of, like, iron deficiency, because I was Googling, like, I can't get warm. And one of the symptoms, or one of the one of the symptoms of an iron deficiency, is that you can't get warm.
Well, maybe I need some iron supplements then, because
actually after the show I'm going to go to a drugstore and get some iron supplements and hope that they've got to buy one get one free.
I'm pretty sure though a good chunk of it is the fact that you've lost a lot of weight, right? And
right.
And you know, I find that my hands, my feet get cold, my ears, so like your extremities are the ones that get cold the most because there's not as much blood flowing through there, I guess. And I was just curious. I just, you know, if since you've lost, what was it, 150? 100 how much?
143 pounds.
143 pounds. Congratulations.
Since February 28th of last year.
And I hope that you are serving as an inspiration to others as well. I mean, look, it's obviously a lot of work you put into it, but it's worth it, right?
Yeah, definitely worth it. And I want to say that Penn Jillette was my inspiration.
Oh, really?
Because
he looks
heard
very
him,
different now.
I heard him talking on Penn Sunday School about this 1,000-calorie-a-day diet that he was on, and he wound up losing like 80 pounds in 90 days.
Wow.
And I was like, all right, I think I can do that. If he can do it, I can do it.
Boom. And you did it.
And of course, you know, I'm not working with a nutritionist the way he was.
Yep.
And I didn't lose 80 pounds in 90 days. But
that's
still,
almost like dangerous, that kind of weight loss.
Right. He lost, I think it was like 0.7 pounds a day on average. And I've got a calculation, and I've lost, since February 28th of last year, 0.44424 pounds
amazing.
Per day.
Congratulations again. You look great.
Almost 45% of body weight.
So to get back to taking things to an extreme, there was another thought I had on that. We had Dave Ridley calling, and he wishes there would be more legislation that would take an issue and just completely remove a statute and, you know, really just go to the extreme pro-liberty position politically. And I agree with him.
I can give you an example of that.
There are some like that, yes. Dave only mentioned that, you know, there were two pieces he was looking at, but there literally are a number of them in there. I don't know how many, probably a few dozen that are liberty-friendly legislation. You know, everything from legalizing prostitution to ending cannabis prohibition. I mean, it's all in there this year here in New Hampshire. And so it is important to, I think, for someone to push to that extreme. But I understand that in order to have someone pushing to that extreme, not everyone's going to, I guess. And so the people that aren't pushing that extreme, that are a little more pro-liberty but also middle-of-the-ground sounding, they're going to have more political success. So I understand why they do that. That doesn't mean I don't, you know, think that Dave shouldn't come out and testify in front of these committees. I'd love to see Dave come out next week. You and I are going to be there on Tuesday, I believe, bright and early.
Yes.
So more people should get involved in this, and this is something you can do when you move to New Hampshire. If you think you're going to be interested in doing a lot of state house activism, you might want to consider a move to the Concord region, because it's just more convenient to be in that area rather than, like, you know, we only have to drive an hour, so it's not a killer drive or anything like that. Like, I never went to the state house in Florida. I've never even set foot in Tallahassee in Florida, but yet here It's so easy to access Concord from most of the southern portion of the state. There's really no reason not to if you find yourself politically inclined. And I think that here in New Hampshire, you really can change things. We've gotten liberty-oriented people elected here. And as you start to see 100 liberty reps, because we've got about 20 real solid ones right now, when you start to see 100 liberty reps, I think you'll see more people throwing in the more extreme proposals into the mix. So patience, Ridley. Patience.
There's a bill that I'm looking at right now that repeals the entire section on gambling offenses.
Really? So one holding like a gambling game in their home for cash would no longer be a criminal offense?
Everything in what's called RSA, that's Revised Statute Annotated, Chapter 647:2 would be stricken from the books.
Boom.
And then the references in two other statutes to that particular chapter would be stricken from the books.
Would that make it legal to open a casino?
Would not, I don't believe would necessarily make it legal to open a casino.
What about a card room?
But yeah, that would be fine because right now
that'd be awesome.
You're prohibited from because
and I'm not a gambler. Wait,
because poker is considered a game of chance, and well, this strikes games of chance.
The thing I love about these bills that propose total repeal like this is it's fun to go and watch the hearings because then all of the sky is falling fearmongers will come out like
there will be blood in the streets.
Well, in this case, they'll say. This will make it so people who are gambling addicts will lose all their money. We can't have that. You don't want people to lose their money now, do you? I mean, all the fear-mongering will come out about gambling addiction.
The fear-mongers will come out to talk about how this will wind up harming charitable gaming in New Hampshire.
Because right now,
they're the only ones, the charitable gaming that happens... They're the only ones that are allowed to let people gamble money on poker.
Right.
So if anybody can have a poker game, nobody's going to go to the charitable gaming, and then all of these charities are going to go under,
right.
And they're going to go bankrupt.
No one would ever take their winnings and give to a charity. Oh, wait, it happens all the time. So this is where we need more people coming here to get involved and get up there to where... It needs to change to where the majority of people in every hearing are liberty-oriented testifiers.
Right, and most of the bills right now, the only people testifying are a bureaucrat, possibly a lobbyist.
More than one bureaucrat in some cases.
And if a liberty person shows up.
Pretty much. And so join us here, freestateproject.org. Get signed up. Start planning your move. We're going to continue with some ridiculous audio from one of these recent hearings on the taxi regulations.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom in the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com. Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Webcurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with a click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.